It's the pinch. Yes, we're here to take a topic from the chat room and discuss the crap out of it while you push the crap out of you.
Oh, God.
We discuss something for 5 minutes. No matter what the state of the conversation is, the podcast ends at 5 minutes and then you can wipe. So here we go. The discussion.
That's a pinch and more squeeze, though, isn't it, Ewan?
The discussion topic for today is Trek or Wars? Discuss.
Wars.
Right.
It's gotta be Star Wars.
Actually, before we started this, Writer, you were on with fighty. You were feeling pretty feisty, fighty already. Go. So, tell us why you think it's Wars.
Wars is my youth. Trek is my old man's youth.
Ah.
I sit here waving my lightsaber at you, saying that. That's the religion from my youth.
Okay.
Trek was dodgy. It was, well, it depends. Yeah, are you looking at Trek as a whole? Are you looking at Next Generation and all that sort of thing? Yeah, Next Generation was good, but Star Wars had a hell of a lot going.
I love how someone in Norwich is wielding a lightsaber when they haven't got fucking inside toilets in some of the places in Norfolk.
Or electricity. So, righty, answer me this question, right? So I was 11 when Wars came out. So where how old are you when Wars came out?
Six?
Seven, dude. Yeah, so yeah. That's youth, but like where I was kind of in the middle. At 11, I had already had 5 years of Trek when Wars came out. And the only reason why I went Wars at first was because the special effects were so wicked in comparison to what I had been watching on TV. And I had to go sit in the movie theater and watch the dad and all of that stuff. So I'm a person that actually sits in the middle, and it's funny because I brought the topic up, but I actually sit on both sides of that fence. Well, I would be a
I'm with you,
bi-trexual.
What, bi-trexual? By Star Yule. No, I was 7 years old, 8 years old, something like that, and I remember Phil Avery's mum taking me to the... Phil Gould's mum, sorry, taking me to the Gourmont in Birmingham, which doesn't even exist anymore, to watch Star Wars the first time, and it was cool. I mean, I really thought it was amazingly cool. But having said that, through my teens, I used to come home from school, and Star Trek Next Generation was on Tuesday night at 6 p.m. on BBC Two. Next Generation was pretty cool. That was my youth in the youth sense rather than the child sense. So.
Make it so.
Make it so. Engage.
Yeah. So both are good.
So here's.
Go on. And, Carrie's going to talk the rest of the podcast. Go on. All right. No, he's not.
So you have classic Star Trek, and yes, it had pretty weak special effects, but that was also a product of its time. It had some really great stories. Messages and was a lot of fun. And then Star Wars comes out, and it's just the roller coaster adventure ride with really cool effects, and that was great too. And and then we've had the follow-up Star Trek franchise series and all the movies, and discounting the movies, you have a really great foundation for all this awesome Star Trek story stuff. Star Wars, you have stuff there too.
Jeff, the podcast is only five fucking minutes long. You can't take all of it up. Time out. I'm going to reset the clock. We're going to go back to when Jeff started.
God. Damn timers.
So no, my point would be that Star Trek, in all its forms, has had the hotter of the women. By a long, 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 long way. I mean, you got 7 and 9. You got old Ro Laren. You've got what's the name? The one that was in Deep Space. No, was it Deep Space Nine? I can't remember. But she was Jolene Blaylock. She was awesome. I mean, she's
even Nisa Nichols back in the day when she first came out. Like, absolutely. You know,
Michelle Barrett. They're all there. So.
Well, there's women in Star Trek. In Star Wars,
there isn't.
There's like one woman in the entire galaxy.
Did you see that Carrie Fisher said that she thought the pressure was off this time filming Star Wars because she wouldn't have to do a British accent? What the fuck were you on, woman?
She was on a lot of stuff.
But it wasn't a British accent, that's for sure. Do you know what she also said?
Mrs. Leonard's in a slave outfit. That's enough for anyone, isn't it? Especially when you're young.
Oh, okay. Slave outfit, I'll give you. You that. But, I'm sorry, hands down, Star Trek in all formats has had far, 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 yes. bottle women, which might be a bit misogynistic to say.
But a big deal, somebody mentioned in chat, a big deal, they took on political issues and they smashed them versus just making up some random stuff. At least they kept continuity in the story, kind of, too. And, like, no one has to ask who shot first. Like, because the real deal.
We know who shot first. We know exactly who shot first.
I've got a couple better
because our friends. So I actually have a personal feeling about it. Now, I don't know Lord George Fuckus because he keeps dicking with my storyline.
I've had a few more emails and they've all said no one gives a fuck who shot first.
So here's the thing. If you're really focusing on the women, you're not a real geek. I say Star Wars has definitely the hottest. May 25th, 1977. It changed my life. It's not even a comparison. Seemed attainable. It seemed like computers weren't just people wearing white lab coats with these brilliant physicians and an approachability to it that a kid was unattainable. And it the world, it was everything lived in. 1999 UFO, all the shows in that era, nothing looked like people lived in it. The burn marks on the engines on Star Wars, the X-Wings, they don't explain really what a land speeder is. They don't explain that Darth Vader's evil. It's intoned with the music and the black uniform. Everybody's just living their lives in this galaxy. And what's amazing, it's all futuristic, but it took place a long time ago. It's kind of a...
Jeff and Gary really haven't grasped the 5-minute rule.
I don't even bother looking at the clock.
When my wife tells me she needs 5 minutes, she's gone a lot longer than this.
Well, you guys are messed up because even when we did the pinch with Kelly, it was shorter than that.